Environmental groups are celebrating an announcement by Summit Natural Gas that it's withdrawing plans for a Midcoast pipeline expansion from Belfast through Thomaston. Sarah Layton with the Sierra Club Main Chapter says as the state moves towards a clean energy economy, there's no reason to invest in more fossil fuel infrastructure. She points out fracked gas releases nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and carbon monoxide into the atmosphere, as well as methane. The latter is a greenhouse gas some 84 times more potent than carbon dioxide, measured over a 20-year period.
It's bad for our health. There have been studies to show that kids that grow up with homes with gas stoves are much more likely to have asthma than those who don't. It kills our trees, and it also doesn't make sense financially.
More than 270 Midcoast Mainers signed a petition opposing the pipeline expansion, and more than 150 turned out at a Rockland City Council meeting to voice concerns. In its announcement, Summit Natural Gas said it cannot go forward with the pipeline plans without a consensus about the region's energy future. According to Layton, the cost of heating the average home using fracked gas is roughly $2,500 a year, while a solar-powered heat pump for the same home would cost a little over $1,000 per year. She predicts Maine and the rest of the nation will eventually stop using natural gas, and households that do would need to upgrade.
As we move to a renewable energy economy, all electricity is going to be powered by renewable energy sources. We can only capitalize on that if we're all on electric.
Proponents of natural gas say the plan would have reduced some greenhouse gas emissions and cut energy bills for businesses and families. But Layton says other, more environmentally friendly and cost-effective power sources are available. For Maine News Service, I'm Lily Bolke.